דודי, בבקשה.
כן, דודי.
רב, אני רציתי...
Yes, דודי.
רב, I wanted to ask about the situation in Israel, if I may. If I may, if possible, even to connect it to Hanukkah. On Hanukkah, we celebrate the miracle of defeating the Greeks 2,000 years ago, but today we see in Israel that there are no miracles. No wonders to this people. It is in constant war. The question is, what miracle, what victory can we achieve against those who are rising up against us? Not what happened 2,000 years ago. Today, what can we do in this people?
According to what we're learning, through connection, we can spin things from a loss to a gain, to success, to triumph, but only under the condition that we will be connected.
Yes.
What is this connection that we have to be in?
The connection in which the whole of the people of Israel need to be connected as one man in one heart.
It doesn't say much.
I understand it doesn't say much, but what can I add here?
The people of Israel right now is in some sort of insecurity, uncertainty for more than 2 months now since the attack began.
That's their problem. No one is doing this to them, but rather the lack of connection in the people causes all these phenomena.
Okay, what now in the state of uncertainty can we do? What can we do in that state?
Try to connect. To understand that through the power of connection, the measure of our inner strength and triumph depends upon it.
In a nation, there is a sort of feeling of connection, minimal.
This is a connection out of negation, out of not having forces, not having confidence, not having anything. So, inevitably, we come closer to one another. It's like a herd does, and we need to be the opposite.
So what connection are you talking about?
I'm talking of the form of connection which we understand and are certain that through the connection between us, we can succeed against all our enemies.
What is this connection? Can you describe it?
This connection is a connection of how should I discern this better? It's a connection of a nation that is connected to many factions and is willing to connect as one man in one heart. Because only in such a way it build a kli for the revelation of the Creator. And only then, when the Creator appears between us, we will be able to triumph over any enemy.
How do we turn connection out of negation into connection out of positivity?
We want to connect. This is what we need to reach, that we want to connect, and this desire must appear between us.
Another question. How do we deflect our attention from a military struggle, from winning and fighting everything done by our own strength, and shift it more internally so everything depends on our unity, so that the struggle becomes more internal?
This needs to be both an internal and an external struggle.
Yes.
And in what way, how can we control, govern our fate? Is there a possibility to control it?
100%. We can control our fate 100% by us coming closer to one another and connecting.
Why is the upper force giving us this state right now, specifically?
Especially in times of Hanukkah, we feel such states.
Okay,
but we see that we're being kind of closed from all directions, from the world, from the north, from the south. We're not given a moment's rest to take a breath.
Because you probably don't need to recover and breathe.
Why?
It's like that, because it's enough to be... in a state in which you are certain with your future and defining things, you must come to a state of truth in which we must see ourselves being at war with ourselves. Not with our enemies, our external enemies, with ourselves. And how do we come to this triumph with our internal enemy, our internal enemy, which is our ego? This is the problem. Our external haters are just a copy, a reflection.
Usually the blow directs us more internally to introspect. There are many levels to it, but this blow isn't taking us to a much more internal place to do a spiritual introspection.
This depends on the extent in which we can explain to the people that it's salvation. It depends on its attraction towards its spiritual roots.
Why isn't the people drawn to it?
To begin with, it's like this for thousands of years already. There's no attraction. It has no attraction to it. But rather, what needs to be is in this endless explanation and an explanation that we can succeed, but we have to precede it through the connection between us. Whereas each will step on his ego and prepare oneself towards the embrace with all the others. In the land of Israel.
And the people of Israel. Blow too doesn't awaken us for inner unity, and also dissemination isn't really getting an attentive ear.
Because we are responsible to care for the people. We mean our organization. What can cause us to unite in such a way, in this assembled way?
Well, we have to explain what is the current situation, what is the necessary situation we have to achieve, and how we come to it, from the present state to the correct future state.
You think the people today can hear better, more?
We mustn't... give up, and we mustn't think that it's impossible, because in the end it depends only on our intention and our efforts.
What today in its state is it capable of hearing?
The people can hear anything that will seem, that will show them a way of success out of the state they're in now. We don't really understand how much, how dangerous, what danger we are in. The whole world might abandon us with our problem.
And
that we will do what we think.
So what success does the do the people need to depict themselves? The kidnapped people will be returned. They will succeed in the war. What?
We have to start by defeating ourselves,
which
it means we have to fight against our own ego. And if we position ourselves against our ego, against the forces of separation between us, then we will succeed in everything.
How should we care for the root of the revenge that's in the people?
The root is in the hands of the Creator. He created it. And he writes, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice, etc. So we need to fight with those vessels, with those instruments, with those powers that he gave us.
The desire for revenge, it deviates our attention to there and not to here between us.
No, we have to understand that they are only marionettes. They have no force in them that is against us.
No.
We have to come to a state where everything that there is between us is corrected. And accordingly, we will see how our enemies become friends.
Last
question, do you feel like the people of Israel has changed since the attack on October 7th? Is this, has something changed amongst the people?
There is a change. There is a change. But that change is still not a change that can bring us victory. In the situation where we are not defeating our enemies, our neighbors, but we are defeating the enemies, the haters within us, our ego. And then we will really succeed.
And then we will return to this peace, this quiet, and the state that we want to return to already?
Yes, for sure. If we defeat our ego, so we don't repel each other, and we come closer, and we want to be, all of Israel, our friends, and there is no power in the world that will be against us.
The friends can continue.
Yes?
2,000
years ago, Jews managed to awaken the Creator to give them a spiritual miracle and give them vessels of his soul. How did they convince him to make that miracle?
They had the inner force that awakened them. But today, it has to be much more. We are far more materialized, corporeal, much more dispersed. We have bigger work to do.
Can we do anything in order to awaken that inner force between us so that, I don't know, between us and the people, in order to awaken the Creator, to draw him towards us, to convince him?
Of course we can. The only question is, will we listen to the Kabbalists' advice and do them? That's the question. But is it possible? Of course it's possible.
So what do we need to ask from him? How should we address him?
To help us overcome our hearts and come closer to the hearts of the friends.
And for all the people, for the people of Israel.
Yeah. Also for the whole nation, for the whole people. Yes, so we can speak and the people will listen.
Chaim.
Chaim.
It appears like in the last couple of months since this disaster, the people themselves do want to come closer. You can see it on the social media, and you can really see this openness of the heart, a little softening of the hearts, people coming closer. And it's compared to through history, there was some kind of leader that would come and lead the people to unity. And here it's the opposite. It's like the people themselves do want to unite, and the leaders themselves are remaining on those same old platforms that separate the people. And this is really a problem. It comes to this point that you Rav, that it's our explanation of taking our role and simply marching forward and bringing this matter of unity.
Yes, of course we need to do that, although we are not worthy of being of leading the entire nation to unity. Who is? I don't know. Who is? I don't know. I remember that I spoke to Rabash, and then he said, at that time he said Begin, that he was able and he wasn't afraid. He was very strong and very assertive. Today? I don't know. But certainly Israel is not alone, and we will discover that personality that can unite the nation and lead it to being as one man with one heart. More than that, I don't have anything to say.
Ken.
Yes.
In continuation to that, it appears as if, I'll continue the topic of the leader. The leader is supposed to be born from the desire of the people. Is he supposed to come in order to create such a desire in the people?
Both. I don't know. I have many questions about this.
Okay.
And the connection that we want to see in the people, is it quantitative or qualitative?
Both. But mainly quantitative, the qualitative.
So the whole matter of unity is very difficult to make a change here. There are so many so-called qualitative factions that exist in different places, in disorganizations, in etc. And in those qualitative things, it's very hard to impact the matter of connection. You can see this with people in the ground.
Sir, you have neglected this work for at least 2,000 years. So what are you expecting?
No, okay, I'm not saying it's going to be overnight, but how is this trend supposed to happen? Also, it bothers me that when they talked about the Greek and the miracle of the Greek, when you look at that period of time, there were many wars before the miracle. There were wars amongst the Jews themselves, the Ashmonites against the ones that were trying to become Greeks and all that. There are a lot of people that died here. So is that what we're going to? I'm trying to understand where we're advancing with this game, because it's not, I don't see it reaching a certain point.
This game is moving to a state where we do what we have to do because we have no choice, and we're not looking ahead so far like you are trying to plan. But rather, we must simply go forward. That's it.
Let's say we, as the group, as the organization, we have a certain inner patience, and we can, I think, bear a great load to go, the ascent, descent. It's built in us somewhat, but the people on the outside, they don't feel, they don't sense changes. It's very hard for them to advance in some direction. They just see what's at the tip of their nose. So,
I understand you. So what are you suggesting?
I'm asking, I'm not suggesting them. Even when the war started, the spirit was like that we're not going out, we're not explaining, we're not seeing how where things are moving. And now you see that it's even more of a more complex to get to go out. Even the conditions on the grounds and the field is complex. So what are we talking about? What, continuing the work from heart to heart, or
the conditions on the ground are not complicated. On the contrary, they're simpler. No one has any solution. No one knows what to do. And we do have to prepare ourselves in order to go out to the people. But we have to understand in what way, under what motto, and in what way.
I see that in the past, the very far past, people who talked about changes like the prophets and those, and they just stand and talk their message. It's heard, not heard. It wasn't like they are operating beyond, passing the message to the outwards. So are we also in such a place that we simply need to stand at the corner of the streets, in parentheses, and just pass the message somehow, or deal with it, be more to organize things? I'm not managing, understanding them. What do we have to do in reality?
Today, the way to turn to the people is the internet, the vehicle. So we have to try to transfer through it what we understand about the correction and what we are hearing with all of our texts.
Do we need to try and take over the discussion that's happening, or just be another voice?
No, to be another voice and to become integrated in their conversation, discourse, I have no intention to do that. We need to bring our voice to everyone.
Do you see this happening as an organization, as individuals from the group?
If we try to do this correctly, the Creator will help us. Moreover, we will see that there is no one like us.
That I can feel with my senses, but I can't really see this in the practice.
In practice, you should start. Then it will happen in practice. It will happen. It will happen. We'll begin. Yes, Gilad.
We always said that we need to look at reality through the 10, through the group.
Yes.
What's the correct way to look at the people or the world or something external through the ten?
I don't
know. What do you mean?
What I'm saying is the world is confused. There's disinformation, and I don't even want to enter that. We're living it all day long.
Yes.
In the 10, matters are clear. We know what we're working on, what we should concentrate on. We know what to do. Every day we make another step, the articles of Rabash, your explanations. The things are, our life is here. How can you look at the world not through the media and what they're being feeding us all the time? Yeah, it's clear that it's the world of falsehood. But how do you look at the reality of the world and the people through the ten and not through the eyes and ears, our regular eyes and ears?
Because each ten is a force that can operate in explaining to all the people in the world what is the goal that should be, so we will be saved from the destructive force that is coming down on the world.
A minute before the explanation, how can you grasp the ten before that moment? You once said, put the glasses on called the ten to see the world.
Yes.
Is that right? Maybe I'm completely wrong and I'm mistaken here, what I'm saying here. But what's happening in the people and in the world, etc. My regular eyes and ears, everyone has a brain. That's not interesting. It also doesn't develop in any place because it's just like some kind of feed of lies, and that's why also the results are lies. I want to look at reality through the ten and not through the hands and eyes and feet.
So what's the problem? I still don't understand the question.
Is it correct to look at this way? Because we never connected. We said spiritual life. Corporeality is there.
No. Now spirituality is there as well. We and they are connected together. And we are determining in the right situation. We're determining their direction of development. That's it. We have to go out more and we have no problem with this. Actually, as much as I hear, the world is expecting it.
So is it correct for us to start discussing and ask and feel in tens how we relate to the world?
Yes. Take all the writings of Baal HaSulam and see how we need to change and what we need to do in order for the world to change following us.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav,
what is our common identity of the Jews that live here?
Common identity? That there is general hatred toward them from all over the world.
What
can we put as a central point to build a new identity?
That we have to unite, not in order to be saved from enemies and haters, but in order for the force that is good and does good to win in the world.
And is there something, actions, things, markers, something that can collect all the factions in the people that you think that is possible to, that the whole, all the people can identify with?
If we can explain what is the root of the hatred for the people of Israel? I think that we will be able to connect them into one block.
The
hatred really clarifies this point of the Jewish identity. The enemies are causing every person that's here to feel that he is Jewish, because that's why you're being hated, because you're Jewish, not because of anything else.
Yes.
And how? What simple explanation towards the public of hatred can we give to the people?
What simple explanation?
Yes.
That the world hates us because we are not realizing our goal. Our vocation.
What is the purpose of a Jewish state?
That's not really a problem. The purpose of the State of Israel, or the goal of the State of Israel, is to circulate all over the world. What is the purpose of the existence of the world?
Thank you.
Beseder.
Okay.
Ken.
Yes.
Toda Rav. יש לנו דרך לתת דוגמה?
Thank you, Rav. Do we have a way to give an example to the people?
No.
No. אנחנו יכולים כאילו...
We can seemingly bring them all kinds of excerpts. Examples, but not real ones.
I'm asking whether we have the possibility to give an example of connection, because it seems like it operates much more powerful than any explanation, but for the kind of, there's like nowhere to place it, where to put this example.
We need to explain about the connection, the necessity for connection, the wisdom of connection. And we need to go out with the explanation to the whole people and to try to do it all the way, to go all out. I don't think that there will be a better time, more suitable time, for disseminating the purpose of our existence and the wisdom of Kabbalah and the State of Israel and the people of Israel than what is happening today. Today, everyone is willing to listen, for or against, it doesn't matter, but somehow everyone has a somewhat open ear. And I'm not talking only about the people of Israel. This is why we have to start opening up all the possibilities of explanation.
Yes, that's sensed, but the question is, it feels like there's nowhere to place it. There's no place where we can say that's where we're putting it down and it operates.
I didn't understand.
Put
it in the internet. Pour it into the internet. Pour it into all these channels, and you'll see how it will permeate the nation. It'll just flow. This is what will happen. Everyone will become incorporated in this.
Okay, and last question. In these daily situations in which each of us has with as private people, as we're incorporating with the people, does it have an impact in the way we relate to them?
In our relation to strangers?
Yes.
Of course we are. We can...
אנחנו יכולים לעשות...
We
can do a lot in personal explanation. We used to have all kinds of all kinds of entities. Well, groups. We need to renew it. We see that over thousands of years, basically, the same tendency has remained from the perspective of the Creator, and it should also be from our perspective.
I'm also asking on a private level, on a personal level, each of us goes to work in his personal life. Is there an impact that he has as he's relating to people from the people, the way that we're learning here? Does it have an impact on reality?
Yes, there's always an impact. There is always an impact. We have to try to speak, to make known as much as possible. Okay?
Mali,
what do you want?
You told Gilad that we are already connected somewhat with the people, and I wanted to ask, I heard in the lesson you saying to us, to the inner Israel, I'll call it, you said that we need to connect between us, and together protect this circle between us so that foreign thoughts will not enter the connection between us.
Yes.
The people out there are identifying that something has caused this eruption. You know, a lot of people are talking about this. They're even saying that it causes them not to be able to connect. So I'm asking if there's some other step that we can pass to people on the outside. Because connection, they understand that somewhat that they need. You told us to watch over the circle between us that foreign thoughts will not, stranger thoughts will not, thoughts will not come in between us.
Yes.
How does this get organized for someone on the outside?
It has nothing to do with those who are on the outside.
Not at all?
No. We have to be united within, as one man with one heart in one direction. This is for us. But we also need to open ourselves up to the outside and speak to them and come closer to them, embrace them. This should be our relation to them. It has nothing, one has nothing to do with the other. Between us, among us, there is the relation of love your friend as yourself truly, the way the Creator wants it to be. And among them, it is mutual help.
I had a chance to speak to several, like when I was buying something or doing something, you talk about the situation, and they tell me, you're right, we need connection. A lack of connection caused, I don't see how it's possible. Do I have something to tell him? Or he says, I can't. I also understand why he's saying that, that he can't, that it's impossible, that it won't happen, connection.
We need to write. Again, it's just like in the days of Bala Sulam. We have to write short articles that can reach the heart of each one, and in this way we will succeed. So I really hope that we will succeed in this. I have nothing more to add. What?
The internet today, where we need to pour it out to, it is so, has become so smart these days that it identifies that we're kind of like, that our community and it doesn't let us go out. It's like advertising us to ourselves. And what I see is that the only way to go out is you have to first somehow incorporate there in some groups of theirs. And
I'm not talking about techniques. This should be a separate talk.
So on a higher level, he identifies who we need this, and it doesn't let us break out.
I don't know, but nevertheless, I hope that with the help of the Creator, we will break through.
God willing, with His help. No, because it really seems like it's only, you know, the Creator's help.
Okay, this is your opinion. I too think that only with the help of the Creator, but in a different way. All right, guys. So we need to, yes.
It's really interesting because years ago we did all that we're talking about now. We went out and there wasn't a deficiency outside. We wanted to disseminate. And today, where there's suddenly a deficiency, like Igal and friends said here, then in our organization, we're focusing on teaching Kabbalah more and what we were focused on. So first of all, thank you for the necessity, but my question is, after this shocking event, the people are starting to feel the cracks, all of a sudden, like all kinds of crud is coming up from the below, and you can see how urgent it is to keep it. But the question is, how I see in the conversation that's going on, it's like everyone wants to connect, everyone wants to do good. But they don't understand what connection is. There are those that think that if we bring that guy down, then he'll be connected. And there's some other thought, then we'll be connected. The question is, the necessity exists. The question is, how do we start to explain what this is? This act of connection and how not to get confused. There's great confusion.
We have to talk about it and advertise it.
Tov, Moshe.
Okay, Moshe.
We have an announcement. Our schedule for today, Thursday, I'm sorry, Wednesday, at 5:30, we're reading the study of Tensirot, and at 7:30, we're the Zohar reading. We'll conclude with a song. You remember me or hear my song? Where is the remedy? Where has it gone? Locked inside a tear, lost in the tide. There's no way out of here, already tried. You haven't heard from us, we know it's true. Why have you turned from us? I don't know what to do. The longing never ceases, the loneliness increases. Heart just breaks in pieces. Where are you? We are standing all together up on the next degree. We are the ones that lift you up. We are the ones that bring you home. And we're standing all together up on the next degree. Where I'm wrapped inside of you, you are wrapped inside. Stop rising. Even if we touch the top, keep your aim on the horizon. With everything you've got, and when the night returns, fallen free. The longing never ceases, the loneliness increases. The heart just breaks in pieces. Where are we? We are standing all together up on the next degree. We are the ones that lift you up. We are the ones that bring you home. And we're standing all together up on the next degree.
up on the next degree, where I'm wrapped inside of you, you are wrapped inside of me.